This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. When a who's who of music packs Madison Square Garden for the 60th Grammy Awards on Sunday, sitting alongside stars like Jay-Z and Bruno Mars will be the Bay Area's own Chuck Owen. The University of South Florida Distinguished Professor of Jazz Studies is nominated for four honors for Whispers on the Wind, his 2017 album with his band, The Jazz Surge. Owen sat down late last year with WUSF Jazz Director Mike Cornett to talk about the album, which pays homage to the spirit of the Wild West, especially through the use of folk instruments like the dobro, harmonica, and violin.
Many of those are non-traditional jazz instruments, and it's always fun for me to have a new toy to play with, so to speak, and to think about, well, what possible uses of those colors would there be, and how would that change the music that I write? One of the great things about having concepts, and I talk to my students about this, is it can take you in different directions as a composer. And if you just start off with this blank sheet of paper, which is always intimidating as it can be to begin with, and just say, you know, what do I want to write? The tendency is kind of to write what you've always written. But if you have some sort of construct that forces you to think in different directions, it's amazing what directions you can go, directions you didn't kind of know you had inside of you.
Now, you also got a nomination for the song Warped Cowboy, and when we last chatted in our studios back in August, you mentioned this was just a working title for this song and kind of stuck, and now it's a Grammy-nominated song. Tell us why you didn't change the title.
Because my students wouldn't let me. No, yeah, what it really was, it was just they were two words. This one is kind of about this loss and also kind of looking at Americana and some of the images we have. And, you know, one of the things that Larry McMurtry writes about a lot in his books or implies is this kind of what folks that were kind of cowboys or had this cowboy spirit, where they are, they feel like in so many cases lost souls because it's that era, which was the only time that cowboys really were able to truly make a living at this, it's kind of gone. And so I looked at that with the idea that it's kind of a warped image. That's where the words warped came from. So I put those two words down there. And then I made the mistake of walking into a rehearsal without a title, but those two words just kind of penciled in on parts. And the first group to read it was actually the USF Jazz Ensemble. And I mentioned the fact that this is not the working title. And they all said, oh, no, we love this title. And then when Surge actually got it, I had kind of a similar reaction. So I was kind of stuck. plus, I really didn't have a better title. So
students win over the professor in this particular
case. Yeah, that's actually nothing new.
Now, Chuck, you've been here for over 30 years, and this whole album was recorded right here in the Tampa Bay area. What do you think this means for the University of South Florida and for the Tampa jazz scene in general?
I've had a bunch of calls from folks across the country who said, we are so delighted that someone whose band and whose residence is not in either New York City or Los Angeles has gotten nominated. And I kind of take a great deal of pride in the fact that, A, we have this incredible wealth of musicians right here that can perform this music in a way that's so special that people recognize it all across the country. It's amazing the number of times I hear people come up to me and that won't go to jazz clubs and won't go to things here in this area. And they say, man, I went up to New York and I heard so-and-so. But we have folks right here that stand toe-to-toe in many cases with those guys. And just by virtue of their residence, a lot of times they're kind of deemed not quite at that New York level, and that's nothing could be further from the truth.
Whispers on the Wind is up for four Grammys, including Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album. You can hear Chuck Owen's entire interview with WUSF's Mike Cornett on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.